Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whoa.
All right, Pete. Simple question for you.
Well, Jeff playing a song right here. Can you answer this? Can you stand the rain? After it was raining last night in that game, Jeff, this is a perfect song right here. I don't know if I can.
Are you guys covered where you do your show?
Yeah. But Jay, didn't make a difference. That wind was blowing through that thing like it was a damn wind tunnel.
Yeah.
And it had the little misty rain.
It was coming
sideways, dog. So didn't make a difference. Logan roll over there with no sleeves on.
I saw.
Yeah, but he had them little chill bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cold, damn it. Don't be trying to make you like you're so tough.
If
you wasn't cold, you wouldn't have those little goosebumps popping up.
It was pretty miserable. I mean, I was out there. I had live hits all afternoon. It seemed like the weather stopped at kickoff but came back in like the fourth quarter. I do not believe weather is why they fumbled. Do you?
No.
Jaden said, he's like, I just lost concentration on it.
Yeah, and see, that's exactly how you handle it. I messed up.
Right.
And you move forward. But people still want to say, well, the rain. No, the man just told you he lost concentration. Move forward. I think in these situations, the football player mindset might be what we need to go on. Because what they are taught is to get past it, get over it, and move on to the next. But the whole thing is, player can tell us what it is. We're going to still tell you what we think the player is trying to say.
Right.
And they went to a game. They did what they know they're not supposed to do, lose the turnover battle. And they lost the damn football game.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you had three. You're minus three in turnovers. Like, you're just not going to win. It's just really not going to happen. And I think we're not really used to that.
At all.
Definitely not used to Jaden making a mistake in that kind of moment. It's weirdly, like, unheard of at this point.
When I heard it last night, heard him talking in a press conference, I smiled. Because it took me back a few years back when there was another quarterback, no situation.
Sure.
What you think he would have said last night?
Probably not the same.
Yeah, so,
hey. It's funny. I was talking with one guy after Jaden, and he's like, man, don't you want him to be more pissed off? And I was like, I don't. Being pissed off, some of that stuff's performative. Like, it doesn't really matter. Jaden was plenty pissed off, but he just kind of keeps his composure in those situations. And I think, specifically, I want to ask you, B, about the slow starts. What do you make of the slow start? How do you fix it? Whose fault is it?
I can't make nothing of it because I've watched this same team with the majority of the players that are on it that were on it last year. They didn't have that. I'm kind of dumbfounded at what's going on. I know Dan motivates and promotes the hell out of get these guys ready to go. I know there are players on the team, like, they may be low-key guys, Jaden and also Bobby, but those guys are highly competitive guys. But when they go on the field and things just start, so I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if it's something you could talk about, whatever, or is it just something has to click. You know, like somebody sent the text this morning, in another text I'm on, saying, like, they played well and you start seeing things getting better. They're starting to have a little bit more confidence in themselves, younger people and other people together as a whole. Could it be they just, last year what they did was something so great? Are people just afraid to just let it go and see if they can be that again? Or people don't think they can do it again? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you've seen what's capable, it makes you nervous, you know? And the way you get over nervousness is just drop every damn thought you have and just go let it hang out and go for it. You know what I mean? I think they got to just go. Hell, we was like saying, Luke got to start showing us something. Has Luke shown you something in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So
he still doesn't get a ton of targets, but he's making them count.
He don't have to get a ton of targets. When it counts, he makes it happen. And what happens with that is you start trying to find more targets for him.
Sure.
Okay, we saw Lane going up the sideline. I was like, damn, who the hell is that? He was flying.
Yeah, it was a great move, too.
When you see those things happening, those young guys are getting a lot more confident. And then you start to, like, for me, I have to pinch myself and pull myself back from thinking when 17's back and number one is even more healthy and you got those guys now with some experience, the possibilities. You get what I'm saying? And I don't want to get ahead of anything. I want to just see the next game. But when I see those things, it makes you start to wonder a little bit.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just a really disappointing, honestly. I would not have seen it go that way. But, dude, let's be real on, I mean, at various times, they started way too slow, obviously. But even when they went up 24-16, so they get up 8, and there are some that argue you go for 2 there to make it 9. Even if they go for 2 there and get it, then it's 25-25 at the end of this thing. But, dude, you have that really good drive. 6-play, 63-yard drive. Jaden finds Ertz for the touchdown. You have an 8-point lead with, I don't know, 10 to play in the fourth.
Yeah.
Play a little defense.
Yeah.
How about the DeAndre Swift catch for 55 yards?
Yeah.
The tackling on that was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you had guys just push him out of bounds. That was a joke.
That, you know, 100% pisses me off.
Yeah.
The tackling aspect, this team and people around the league, I hate that. And I guess that you wonder why I kept about tackling so much. Because I can tell you like this, when I was playing ball, that weak-ass attempt to push somebody and bump somebody would have never took me down. And I would have loved it. So, but I know if a guy grabbed me and wrapped up, You know what I thought about? Let me go down before the second person come to hit. Let me go down before the second person come in and go low and hurt me. So when you wrap up, I went down. So I don't know. Listen, there have been a lot of strong dudes in the NFL. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, they all squat over 600 pounds. I did too. But when you got a 200-pound dude wrapped around your waist or around your ankles, your ass going down. You're not going to keep running. And damn sure not full speed. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So until guys learn, look, grab and hold on till somebody come. But you just pushing somebody, that stuff don't work. That is pathetic. And listen, I know that those players always get all times of little types of little fine things going on. I suggest, leaders of the defense, if you bump somebody, push somebody, forearm somebody, and they don't go down, fine their ass $100 every time it happens. They'll stop doing it. And I know maybe, $100 ain't nothing. No, $100 is something to anybody when I got to pay a fine. When it's a fine, the price doesn't make a difference. It's the fact that you're paying a fine.
The tackling stuff is remarkably terrible, and that play specifically was, I mean, just, that's about as important of a spot to have something like that go down as you can imagine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah, this is a question this guy. I just got this question from Jim from Rude. I think it's Jim from Rude. Yeah. He says, slow start or mistakes at the start? Because you look at last night, you had an interception and a fumble. They were going in to score on that first one. The other games where you get the ball on first down and you lose yards. So is it a slow start per se? They're coming out not ready to play, or they're coming out and they're not executing early? You know what I'm saying? I can go with that. I think if we look at the game against Atlanta, our first play was trying to jet sweep and we lost 2 yards to Debo. The game in Green Bay, I think we also went 1, 2, 3 out.
I do agree with you. The Green Bay loss was worse because they just looked completely hapless.
But like, the first drive was 3 and out, and I don't think we might have not gained but 2 or 3 yards, if that. Lost yards. So could it be that our first play stuff has to be a little better? Something where, you know, when you got a shooter in basketball, what they tell them? Get the first layup, get it to drop, and then everything start falling.
Right.
How about just a little quick pop to the tight end? A little drop back, the running back go and hook up and hit him for 6 yards. You move the ball, you give yourself favorable second down yardage, and you move forward. But if that jet sweep don't work and guys stay home, you can lose yards on that thing quickly. Or it could break. But we've seen in most games our early plays have been stopped.
Yeah, I mean, not much has gone right, dude. Last night they had a chance to steal a win and they coughed it up late. That's just the reality. They didn't really play well enough. But you give up a 55-yard touchdown catch right when you had pulled ahead is about as bad as it gets. Now, credit to them, they did stop the two-pointer. Otherwise, that game would have been tied. I have significant notes from last night. At one point in the second quarter, B, my note to myself. Mm-hmm. So I take notes throughout the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I wrote was just an ass kicking early. Now, early doesn't mean that's how it has to go the whole time, but that was the slow starts, dude. I don't know what that is, but it is a problem. You're down 13-0 this week. You were down 10-0 last week. The Atlanta game was ugly early, and then defensively they couldn't get stops. I don't think that Chicago team's that good.
Watching that game last night, listen, I'm going to tell you, Washington's a better football team. Jaden's a better quarterback. But I'll just say this, the best team don't always win.
Right.
They just made less mistakes because when I was looking at that game early on, and even as he went through, I look at quarterback rating, all that stuff, and 5 was still better, even with the turnover.
Quick break from us. Let's open these phone lines up. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Who you mad at? Commanders now 0-2 in primetime with a lot more primetime games coming. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Wow. Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.